Primary Reaction Chamber.
Where copper reactors on?
Time.
Initial reaction at T-minus 30.
Fuel slug in place.
Stand by for injection.
Capsule breach now.
Reaction commencing.
Containment field hold to 3.14 meters of tar. Initial dampers crossing to capacity.
Can we hold it?
What's happening?
Critical mass.
Hold on!
Mine's bug!
You're listening to Critical Mass Podcast. I'm Winston Crutchfield. Thanks for tuning in. It's been a while since the last update, so here it is in brief. Atomic Earth is on the shelves. It is ready to go. I have in my hot little hands several finished copies of the game, and review copies will be going out to those of you whom I have promised just about the week after Free Comic Book Day, which is my really big news. I'm premiering at Free Comic Book Day. I was offered a table at the friendly local friendly gaming store. So I'm going to be spending Free Comic Book Day demoing the Atomic Earth game and, hopefully, God willing and the crick don't rise, selling some. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Of course, that's not just a local event. There's a Free Comic Book Day somewhere near you. And if you're having trouble locating a comic book store in your area, dial 1-888-COMICBOOKS or Comic Shop. I'll have to look the number up again now. Crumb. To find a comic retailer in your area that may be hosting this event for you. Well, on to the stuff that everybody really wants to know about, right? What is this Atomic Earth game that I have been babbling on about? Where has it been? And now that it's here, what are you going to do about it? Well, in brief, Atomic Earth is a board game of survival in a world of giant monsters. The world ended when the moon shattered. The largest chunk of Lunar Mountain hit ground right at the base of the Grand Canyon. It split a chasm clear to the Earth's core and released the giant monsters that dwell there to rampage towards the surface of the Earth. We were followed, drawn to the irradiated shards of atomic energy. They came from outer space. They came from the Earth's sub-part of the sun. They came from the Mars and Venus colonies, contending with those that beneath us to make the entire Earth their home. Mankind survives on the thinnest thread of science, harnessing the quantum elements, the pure physical manifestations of density, gravity, velocity, and inertia. Condensed and solidified atomic shards of pure elemental energy, earth, air, fire. One by one, system of satellites that once patrolled the skies, warning us of impending danger. The Special Emergency Network Trouble Response Initiative satellites, the Central satellites, slowly went offline. Now only a few remain. The scientists of Challenger City spread out across the face of the moon, gathering what survivors they could to the center of the planet. From here, they desperately fend off and hide from cannot kill, and none of them die easy. The bravest of the brave, the wilderness scouts, comb the atomic irradiated wasteland. A wasteland, a wilderness overgrown by vegetation and mutant animals. Many times the size of a human, easily the size of vehicles, and often dwarfing the biggest buildings of Challenger City. Wilderness scouts compete with each other to gather these irradiated atomic shards, these shards of atomic energy, get them to the elemental refineries that still operate well away from the protected zone of civilization, and refine them into pure elemental matrix. This matrix, this Challenger City, operates the shield that keeps the monsters at bay, and civilization continues for another. The power of their transatomic quantumizers track changes in the landscape, the position of monsters, and the location of other scouts. They're not just competing for wildlife. Do you have what it takes to be a wilderness scout and keep civilization going? Find out. Atomic Earth, the board game. So that's the rough cut of the ad, and I'll have a finished version available for download on the website before too long, provided I can get that polished and the effects and stuff inserted the way I want it. To be real specific, Atomic Earth is a tile-laying board game where you and your competition race across a landscape, gathering up shards of elemental energy from the tiles, all the while dodging giant monsters. You have a transatomic quantumizer, a TAC device, that enables you to use these shards of atomic energy, harness the monsters, and direct them to vent their rage against each other instead of you. Of course, that doesn't stop a foolish or unwary scout from getting stepped on or eaten. And weak scouts can always fall prey to other scouts who, shall we say, don't want to do the hard work themselves. The game offers plenty of monster-stomping fun, where the entire focus of the game is to pit these giant monsters against each other. You're throwing handfuls of dice across the table, spending the shards that you gather up, and whoever comes out on top, whoever can gather the most shards, find the elemental refinery on the board, turn it into a refined elemental matrix, and make it back home is the winner of the game. The graphics are not gory. The gameplay is suitable for anybody with basic math and reading skills. And in fact, since the game can accommodate up to 6 players, would make a fantastic family fun night with Godzilla or Gamera playing in the background, just so people can get a really good sense of the destruction that giant monsters really ought, they really need cities to stomp on instead of just the wilderness and stomping on each other. But hey, that's coming soon. Check it out on the website. There are some photos posted into the blog, which you can get to just from the main site, criticalpressmedia.com. Or there is a page on the website devoted to the game where you can get some more information, as well as being able to download the rules, read those over, and get a feel for the game. Inside the survival kit, let's call it, you will find a deck of 48 atomic monster cards, a deck of 60 transatomic quantumizer cards, a deck of 36 map tiles in hexagon shapes. The landscape is dynamically composed of hexagon-shaped map tiles, which are laid out a different way every time you play the game. And then, of course, you will find dice and pawns and all of the little irradiated atomic shards that you can handle. Warning and disclaimer, misuse of atomically irradiated particles can be hazardous to your health. Keep them in the containment unit when at all possible, and under no circumstances should you touch your tongue to the glowing surface. Having said that, if you're intrigued by what you hear and you want to know a little bit more about it, stay tuned to the website as things come up. There's going to be a lot of things popping up on the website just as fast as I can crank them out. In particular, stay tuned for a short story in the world of Atomic Earth, a new story every 2 weeks, twice a month, and on alternating weeks, you will get to enjoy embedded in the podcast the audio adventures of an airship pilot who has crashed in the wilderness and now must take his dysfunctional transatomic quantumizer and try to get back across the wilderness while the monsters hunt him, or he hunts them, or who knows what all can go wrong in a world where fire ants are the size of a truck and actually breathe fire. So that's some cool things to look for. In addition, on the website, some role-playing material will be popping up. I'm going to have a Savage Earth conversion for the game. A little more detailed rules on scaling for giant monsters, as well as some character suggestions for the game. And, of course, background material for that will be popping up on the website. I keep thinking I've got more, but this really does appear to be all there is today. Stay tuned to the podcast. I'm going to be resuming my normal schedule, talking about media and fan stuff and the things that interest me with an Atomic Earth segment in each podcast, just to keep me going and keep your appetite interested. In the meantime, one of the best uses for atomically irradiated shards of pure water energy I can think of would be going to John Wilkerson's Facebook cause to help dig wells over at Living Water International. But since they won't take any of my admittedly fictional connections to the plane of pure elemental water, they need your money, they need my money, they need all kinds of stuff. Listen to John, he speaks much better than I do.
Water. We drink it. We bathe in it. We wash our clothes in it. We need it to grow crops. We take it for granted, yet for 1.1 billion people in the world, clean water is a luxury. Unclean water threatens the lives of billions of people every day, but most of us listening to this don't know what life without clean water would be like. Something as simple as a public water fountain is an oddity to many people. We buy clean water in a bottle for $1, and that same dollar could give a person clean water for an entire year. I'm John Wilkerson, host of the Jesus Geek Podcast. Will you join me in raising funds to provide clean water to people who desperately need it? Please visit water.jesusgeek.info for more information on how you can change someone's life with just $1 a day. That's water.jesusgeek.info. Give water and give life.
That is about going to wrap it up this week. Stay tuned to the podcast and the website for some updates. Please write me an email, send me an MP3, I'll play it on the show. If you have any questions, that is mindspike@criticalpressmedia.com. Check out the downloads and stuff on the website, the Atomic Earth Rules, and I think I'm going to be putting some associated artwork up there just as soon as I can pick out what looks best. And above all, support your local giant irradiated atomic monster. After all, those cities aren't going to stomp on themselves.